Welcome to The Off-Peak, a new video series from Charged Fleet, covering just about any topic related to electric fleet vehicles, with insights and semi-conducted interviews. I'm Martin Ramju, editor of Charged Fleet, and today we're going to highlight a relatively new startup that makes the battery electric power drive systems for various types of trucks. But before we do, remember to follow and connect with us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and sign up for our weekly e-newsletter to stay up to date on the latest industry news and so you don't miss future episodes of The Off-Peak. Since this is our first episode, I'd like to explain a word about our name, The Off-Peak. It comes from the phrase that means the best time to charge your electric vehicle. Therefore, this video series will be your best resource to learn about a variety of topics related to electric vehicles when it's most convenient to you. And we don't care whether you are on peak or off peak. All right, let's get into it. I recently came across a company in Southern California that offers fleets a customized, affordable alternative to buying an electric vehicle. See Electric in Torrance makes all electric power systems for customizing new cab chassis or to convert existing ones for the light, medium, and heavy-duty truck classes. The company's four different proprietary power drive systems, branded as C-Drive 70, 100, 120, and 180, can be adapted to and assembled within a variety of truck sizes and weights. C-Electric estimates its power systems decrease total cost of ownership by 50% over 10 years. When considering the price differential between electric and conventional chassis, the payback period is 1.6 years for one large fleet customer with no incentives. Among the companies using e-platforms from C-Electric are FedEx Ground, UPS, and Woolworths in Australia, where C-Electric has its global headquarters. When I toured the 12,000 square foot North American headquarters in Torrance, C-Electric's president of the Americas, Mike Manyhart, explained how the company can adapt its power drive systems to a variety of class 3 to 7 trucks, a market where the company forecasts the most robust growth.
And so most of the large fleet operators have, you know, they've spent tremendous amounts of money and design time developing, you know, how everything works within the actual body. And so a lot of these companies love the fact that we play extremely well within the existing ecosystem of the OEMs that they're kind of familiar with. And so they really don't have to disrupt what they're doing to work with us.
In one example, C will take a semi-knockdown cab kit from a manufacturer such as Hino and provide a fully assembled power system to fit the chassis for electrification.
And in the future, we expect to continue to use upfitters heavily. So with several strategic clients that we have where we expect high volume, and we're going to be doing a lot with, we're going to actually build facilities next to them so that they will physically roll off the assembly line right into electrification and then route back for final testing.
Each power system has a control box run with software that is the brains of the entire platform.
The software is in here. It powers the entire, it's the special sauce of what we've created. We've integrated a overarching power system that controls everything and powers everything from the steering to the instrument cluster to obviously the motor.
The largest component is the battery, such as an SE20 battery that provides 138 kilowatts of power and is packed into two segments fitting within frame rails for safety.
And so because the software is treating every single ancillary within the vehicle as a separate component, it only sends the level of cooling that's required for that particular element to keep it optimized. And so, and it doesn't have to cool the battery.
C-Drive systems can provide up to 200 miles of range under the best conditions, but most of its commercial clients have duty cycles below 80 miles per day based on telematics data. While the company could provide trucks with 250 plus mile ranges, it's not needed and would require additional costs and equipment.
You know, we look at our telematics data And it's very interesting to us, like 90-95% of the folks are the duty cycle below 80 miles in a day. So for most instances, we're actually, you know, removing the range anxiety and giving them double whatever the range requirement that they do have. I would say we always could put more batteries and we could scale things up, but we're really focused on delivering cost.
Many Hart told me that another advantage to electrified chassis is the potential to prolong the life cycles of gas and diesel fleet vehicles while creating a cleaner secondary market. For example, in the school bus market that SEA Electric has started pursuing, the used fossil fuel buses can be converted to the electrified power drive systems, since a school bus body and chassis has a lot in common with those of a medium-duty truck. With the average school bus that is electrified costing hundreds of thousands of dollars, SEA Electric can recycle main brand school buses into electric versions at a much lower cost. Just as important, such conversions create a cleaner and more reliable secondary market for them, while sparing the carbon emissions of older, used internal combustion engine and diesel school buses that may not always be kept up to standards. The World Health Organization has classified diesel as a carcinogen, and in countries and regions around the world with used school bus demand, electrified power drive systems can spare the school kids exposure to harmful emissions. Well, that's all the time we have for today. A special thank you to Mike and the staff at SEA Electric for hosting us. Let us know down in the comments any of your insights or views about electrified trucks, and remember to subscribe so you don't miss future episodes of The Off-Peak. I'm Martin Ramju, editor of Charged Fleet. Thank you for joining us, and we hope to see you again here on an episode of The Off-Peak.